1 Kings chapter 1. One of the phrases that is never missing in the celebration of weddings is, "In health and in sickness, until death do us part." Between the emotion of the ceremony and the concern of the thousand details of a wedding, we seldom realize the magnitude of the commitment we are expressing. Suddenly, I find myself disappointed when I remember the rampant attraction between Bathsheba and David, and read in this chapter that at the end of his days, David's servant had to find another woman to warm him. I wonder, where was Bathsheba? Were the marriage vows then different than ours? Or it was that David's servants didn't give her that chance? No doubt the scene was not the inspiration for the moving film, The Notebook. Among our audience, I personally know many women who have honored and honor their marriage vows, day after day and year after year. May this note serve as a sincere recognition and genuine admiration for these women who love regardless of the cost, by caring for their spouse during long illnesses. Unfortunately, not everyone acts like this in similar situations. Although my father and my mother have abandoned me, yet the Lord will take me up. Psalms 27:10. Don't be afraid. In his arms, you'll never feel coldness of the long winter of your life.